Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. In today's episode, Maisie's grandfather introduces her to two more characters in the Christmas story: Zechariah, the priest, and his wife, Elizabeth.
I am Zechariah, a servant of the Most High, a priest of the division of Abijah. My story is but a small thread in the grand tapestry of God's plan, yet it is one that bears the marks of the miraculous, the fingerprints of the divine. For many years, my dear Elizabeth and I walked the path of righteousness, yet our hearts bore the silent ache of childlessness. In our culture, such a condition is often seen as a shadow, a hidden reproach, that whispers in the quiet hours. But we held fast to our faith, serving the Lord with unfaltering devotion, even as the years stretched on, and the hope of parenthood dimmed, like the last rays of the setting sun. Then, on a day etched forever in my memory, I stood in the sacred space of the temple, performing my priestly duties. I was so caught up in the moment, as the incense rose, mingling with the silent prayers of the faithful, that I became unaware of anything else. Who knows when he appeared or how long he was standing there? But, all of a sudden, I realized that I wasn't alone. A messenger of the Lord, an angel, who called himself Gabriel, appeared before me. His presence was like nothing I had ever known, a radiance that spoke of realms beyond our earthly understanding. "Do not be afraid, Zechariah," he said, "for your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John." A son? After all these years? But doubt, like a sudden chill, crept into my heart. How could such a thing be, at our age? My disbelief, however, was met not with rebuke, but with a sign. I would be mute until the day of the child's birth. My tongue would be stilled, leaving me unable to speak, to shout, to sing. A silence to ponder the mysteries of the Almighty, a time to reflect on the power of unspoken faith. During those months of silence, as I watched Elizabeth's joyous wonder at the life growing within her, my heart was gradually transformed. Each day brought a deeper understanding of the Lord's unfathomable ways, a growing anticipation of the role our child would play in the divine narrative. And then, when our son was born, when I wrote, "His name is John," my speech was restored, and praise to the Lord flowed from my lips like a long-imprisoned stream. Our son, John. He would be the forerunner, the one to prepare the way for the Messiah, the one whose birth the prophets had foretold. In the joy of that moment, in the awe of that realization, I prophesied, filled with the Holy Spirit. "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, for he has visited and brought freedom to his people. He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the lineage of his servant David, as he promised through his holy prophets of long ago, a Savior who would rescue us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He has shown mercy to our ancestors and remembered his holy covenant, the oath he swore to Abraham our father, to grant us deliverance from the hands of our foes, so we might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness, in his presence, all our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give his people knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, thanks to the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun from heaven will visit us, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace." The people marveled at this miracle, but they did not fully understand. I'm not sure if I did either.
In the quiet hours of the evening, as I rock my precious John in my arms, my heart often wanders back to the days that reshaped not just my life, but the very course of history. I am Elizabeth, a woman who has walked in the shadow of barrenness, under the weight of unspoken questions and unfulfilled longings. Yet, in his perfect time, the Lord, in his infinite mercy, has turned my mourning into dancing. For so long, my beloved Zechariah and I yearned for the blessing of a child. We prayed, we hoped, yet as the years passed, hope grew dim like a flickering candle in the wind. Then, in an unexpected moment, an angel of the Lord appeared to Zechariah in the temple, bringing news that shattered the silence of our despair. I was to bear a son, a child who would be a joy and delight, who would prepare the way for the Lord. How my heart jumped at the news! After all these years, the Lord had heard our prayers. Yet, it was not just the joy of impending motherhood that filled my soul, it was the knowledge that our son would play a pivotal role in God's plan for salvation. John, our precious gift, was to be the forerunner of the Messiah, the voice crying out in the wilderness. And then there was Mary, my dear young cousin, who herself carried a miracle within her. When she visited me, the child in my womb leaped for joy at the sound of her greeting. In that awesome moment, the Holy Spirit filled me, and I knew. I knew that she was the mother of my Lord. How profound the mystery, how great the wonder, that the mother of the promised Savior should come to me. That my child and the Messiah would be cousins. It still seems like a dream. As I look back now, I see the hand of God in every step of our journey. My season of barrenness, once a source of pain, became a testament to God's timing and faithfulness. Our son John, born to an elderly couple, in the twilight of their years, is a living sign of God's power to bring life where there is none. In the birth of Jesus, in a humble stable in Bethlehem, the promises of old found fulfillment. In him, the hopes and fears of all the years are met. He is the one our son will herald, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Elizabeth and Zechariah waited a long time for their prayers to be answered. Their story teaches the virtue of patience and maintaining faith, even when circumstances seem hopeless or when God's timing is different from our own. Despite their personal challenges, both Elizabeth and Zechariah remained devout and righteous, adhering to their faith and practices. Their example encourages us to stay true to our values and beliefs, even in the face of trials and uncertainties. The joy that Elizabeth and Zechariah felt upon the birth of John and Zechariah's subsequent song of praise remind us to find joy and express gratitude for the blessings and fulfillment of promises in our lives, even those that come after long periods of waiting. Elizabeth's conception in her old age, which was humanly unlikely, teaches us to be open to the miraculous works of God in our lives, challenging us to believe in the extraordinary. John's destined role to prepare the way for Jesus highlights the importance of preparing ourselves spiritually for God's work in our lives and in the world. As we celebrate Christmas, reflecting on these lessons from Elizabeth and Zechariah's story can deepen our understanding of the season, enhancing our appreciation of the Advent period as a time of waiting, hope, and joyful fulfillment.
Did Zechariah and Elizabeth visit Jesus in Bethlehem?
The Bible doesn't mention whether Zechariah and Elizabeth were able to visit Jesus.
Did Jesus and John play together as children?
While tradition offers suggestions of pre-baptism interactions between Jesus and John, their historical validity remains uncertain. The most reliable evidence comes from the Bible, which mainly emphasizes their spiritual connection from an early stage. But what's most important to remember is this. The story of Zechariah and Elizabeth announces the impending arrival of Jesus and strengthens faith in his birth through prophecy and miracle.
This Christmas season, may the story of Zechariah and Elizabeth remind us that God's work often unfolds through ordinary lives and seemingly impossible circumstances. May that encourage hope and trust. Christmas Perspectives will continue next time.